Welcome to The Trading Floor. I'm David Axtell, and for the next 10 minutes or so, I want to have a conversation with you about foreign exchange markets. Not the theoretical kind you'll find in most textbooks, the real kind. The kind where you're sitting at a desk in Riyadh at 2 in the morning, thinking you were clever the day before by writing an option and having to watch it like a hawk as things didn't quite turn out as you expected. I've spent 35 years in treasury and foreign exchange markets across four continents. I've run dealing rooms. I've built treasury functions from nothing. I've traded currencies that most people couldn't find on a map. And along the way, I've learned that there's an enormous gap between what gets taught in finance courses and what actually happens when real money is on the line. This podcast exists to bridge that gap. Now, before we go any further, I should tell you how this came about, because it starts with a book I've co-authored. And it starts with a young trader I hired in Riyadh 30 years ago, who turned out to be rather good at explaining complicated things in ways that actually stick. More on him in a moment. Let me give you the highlights of how I got here. I started at NatWest in London in the mid-80s, attempting to trade spot FX, but finding more comfort in the money markets, when the market still ran on telephones and Reuters screens with green numbers. Then on to life, making markets in financial futures as well as the ECU. Whatever happened to that, I wonder, when half the city still thought they were exotic. The move that defined my career came in 1988. Saudi Arabia. I was seconded to United Saudi Commercial Bank in Riyadh to run the Saudi Riyal book. This wasn't trading euro dollar. This was a pegged currency with limited liquidity, where relationships mattered more than screens. I helped establish the official fixing for Saudi Riyal IBOR, working with SAMA and two other banks. I became the first person to make a market in Saudi Riyal FRAs and interest rate swaps. That taught me something fundamental. Markets aren't abstract constructs. They're built by people, shaped by local regulations, and relationships that never make it into academic literature. After Saudi, I moved through HSBC in Dubai, where I was the head of interest rate risk. Then back to Riyadh as chief dealer. 8 years at Qatar National Bank followed, rising to assistant general manager of treasury, becoming a key component of the ALCO committee, and building a $750 million capital markets portfolio. Then Shuae Capital in Dubai, where I built the treasury function from scratch as one didn't formally exist before. This required creating all the relevant policies for FX, liquidity, transfer pricing, and so on, as well as creating a Sharia-compliant fund to make better use of surplus liquidity. I spent time at Mises as a capital markets specialist, helping banks across the Middle East, Africa, and Asia understand how technology could transform their operations. My banking CV opened doors that pure salespeople couldn't access, and I discovered I had a talent for training. Three people I mentored have gone on to become bank CEOs. For the past 7 years, I've been at Crown Agents Bank, building Nostro networks across 120 currencies with a strong emphasis in Africa, incorporating key local currencies such as the Nigerian Naira, Kenyan Shilling and XOF and XAF, the currencies of Francophone West and Central Africa. So that's the journey. Visiting a total of 45 countries, 35 years talking and dealing with a myriad of characters across the globe. But one consistent theme, the practical always trumps the theoretical. Which brings me to Luigi Rondanini, my co-author. In 1995, I was chief dealer at United Saudi Commercial Bank in Riyadh. I'd come back to modernize their dealing room, and I needed traders who could handle the pressure. One of the people I hired was a young Italian named Luigi. He reported directly to me. Trading rooms are brutal meritocracies. You either perform or you don't. Luigi performed. But what struck me wasn't just his trading instincts. It was how he thought about markets. He had this rare ability to see the underlying logic of instruments, to understand not just the mechanics, but why things worked the way they did. After Riyadh, our paths diverged. I went to Qatar, Dubai, back to Saudi. He built his career across treasury operations, systems integration, risk management. But here's the thing about finance. the community is smaller than you think. Reputations follow you. When Luigi approached me about collaborating on this book project, I was intrigued. He'd taken decades of institutional experience and systematized it into something comprehensive. Not a textbook written by academics for academics. A practitioner's guide written by practitioners for practitioners. The book is called FX Cash Products: Spot, Forwards, Swaps, and Non-Deliverable Forwards. It's the first volume in a 5-book series we're developing together, covering the entire foreign exchange landscape. What makes it different? Two things. First, it's grounded in reality. Real market examples from JP Morgan, Citigroup, the ECB, Toyota, Vodafone. The kind of detail that shows how these instruments actually function in institutional settings. Second, it comes with professional Python code, complete implementations of spot calculations, forward pricing models, swap valuations, risk analytics. You work through the concepts, then see exactly how they're implemented. That's not theory meeting practice. That's theory becoming practice. Luigi brings the systematic thinking, the frameworks, the code, the structured approach to explaining complex instruments. I bring 35 years of war stories. What actually happens when these instruments hit real markets with real counterparties and real settlement risk? Together, we think we've created something that didn't exist before, a comprehensive guide that's both rigorous and practical. And that's why this podcast exists. So what is the trading floor actually going to be? Let me tell you what it's not. It's not a lecture series where I read chapters at you. It's not market commentary about what the euro did last week. And it's definitely not one of those finance podcasts where people talk in jargon to impress each other. What it will be is practical. We'll take concepts from the book and bring them to life with real stories. When we talk about forward points, I'll tell you about the time I got them wrong and what it cost. When we discuss counterparty risk, I'll explain what happens when your nostro bank in an emerging market suddenly can't settle. The angle is practical application, not here's the formula for calculating a forward outright. But here's when you'd actually use one. Here's how pricing works in the real world. Here's what can go wrong. And here's how experienced practitioners think about it. Luigi will join us for some episodes, bringing his perspective from the systems and risk side. But mostly, it'll be me sharing what I've learned, hoping some of it saves you from the mistakes I made. Because that's what this is really about, the passing of institutional knowledge. When I started in the 80s, you learned by sitting next to someone who knew what they were doing. That mentorship tradition is disappearing. People move jobs faster, desks are leaner, the tacit knowledge that used to flow through trading floors is getting lost. This podcast is an attempt to preserve some of that. Let me preview where we're heading. Next episode, we start with why the FX market is structured the way it is. $7.5 trillion in daily turnover, over the counter, not exchange traded. 24 hours following the sun. Why? What does that mean for how you operate? Then we'll move through spot trading. The heartbeat of FX. Forwards. The workhorse of corporate hedging. Swaps. The most traded instrument in FX that most people outside the industry have never heard of, NDFs. How you manage exposure when the currency isn't freely convertible. We'll look at emerging markets, what it actually means to trade in illiquid markets where the normal rules don't apply. We'll discuss the technology transformation from phone-based markets to algorithmic execution. And throughout, we'll return to that central theme, what actually happens versus what theory says should happen. So that's where we are, episode 1. If you're a corporate treasurer, an FX trader early in your career, a risk manager, an asset manager, welcome. If you want to go deeper, the book will be available in the first quarter of 2026 through Rondanini Publishing. FX Cash Products, co-authored by Luigi Rondanini and myself. The full edition includes the Python toolkit for serious practitioners, but you don't need the book to get value here. Each episode stands on its own, I'm David Axtell, 35 years in the markets, and still learning. Thank you for joining me on the trading floor. See you in episode 2.